All right, what time is it? Is it 8 o'clock? This is me, it's Paul Brooks on Phoenix FM tonight. This is Proverbs 98 at the new time of 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Later on, we've got Nick with Curveballs at 10 o'clock. But until then, you've got me. And I've got a special guest in the studio. I have got my friends from the Church of Scientology in the studio. So we're going to be asking them questions. And playing some great music.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
First up, we've got Alicia Dixon. Wicked. That was Shapeshifters and Chic with Sensitivity. Once again, let me introduce myself. My name is Paul Brooks, and I'm going to be on the radio tonight till about 10 o'clock when Nick's going to take over with Curveballs. But don't go anywhere. This is the place to be. Now, I have got a mob in the studio. I'm being completely swamped in people. So let's introduce ourselves. Now, sorry, guys. We've only got one mic that's working tonight. So are you both close enough? Yeah?
Yeah. We're close.
Okay,
we're close.
Right. That sounds perfect. Right. Can you just take a time to introduce yourself? Who have we got on the right?
I'm Ian Clarkson. I'm the singer and trumpet player with a band called the Jive Aces, who do jive and swing, and I'm a Scientologist.
Yeah, we're going to be playing some of your songs later, probably after 9 o'clock. Right. We'll talk a bit about Scientology till then, but that's great. Okay, nice to meet you, Ian. Who have we got on the left?
My name's Mark Pinchin, and I'm the Public Affairs Director for the Church of Scientology in London.
Perfect, nice one. And then we also have someone who doesn't have a mic in the corner, but your name is?
Grazie.
Grazie, which I said, does that mean thank you? Because I think that I speak all the European languages, but what does it mean? It means...
Grace,
yeah, exactly. How do you say grazie? Means thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. All right, but Grazie doesn't have a microphone tonight, so it's just going to be Ian, Mark and myself. So if you get bored of us, maybe we'll swing the mic over to the left a little bit. But anyway, guys, thanks for coming in tonight. We've got a lot to get through because, you know, I will say we don't have that much time because it just goes so fast. But just to prove we're not going to be talking all night, we're going to be playing songs. Let's have another one. This is Wicked. This is Franz Ferdinand with Know You Girls. Well, that was a sudden stop. Ian and Mark are well getting into the music tonight, aren't you? I saw you dancing, especially Ian. Okay, all right. Now, that was Franz Ferdinand with Know You Girls, and that is such a good song. We're going to play that every week until it just dies, so no problem there. Right, now, guys, one of the things we normally do, the show is called Proverbs 98. I'm sure you listen every week, so I don't need to explain, you know, what we do. But what we do is we get guests into the studio who are religious leaders, and they tell us a bit about, you know, their religious beliefs, where they're from, you know, how people can get involved in the area and stuff. So if someone's sitting there at home and they say, hey, you know, I want a bit of Scientology action, where is there a local congregation that people can go to, or where is the nearest one?
The nearest church we have is in the City of London, which is on Queen Victoria Street, right next to Blackfriars Tube Station. And then we also have an introductory centre to Dianetics and Scientology, which is on Tottenham Court Road, right next to Good Street Tube Station.
Okay, and what do they look like? Are they big buildings with steeples and stuff, or are they, because they're in the centre of London, I'm guessing there's no space down there. What do they look like?
There's no steeples.
Okay, I didn't expect that to be, I was just kidding.
They're both beautiful buildings, they're stunning. The one on Queen Victoria Street is a very grand looking building.
Yep.
And Tottenham Court Road, if you've been down Tottenham Court Road, you know they're all kind of squashed in and very tall. So
yeah.
that's what it looks like on there.
Okay. And then apart from, so there's two in London, is that right?
Well, there's another one as well.
Yep.
But they're the two main ones that people would, if they wanted to find out more, that's where they would go.
Oh, okay, cool. And are there like loads spread out across the country? Like are there others? Or is
Absolutely.
It not just in London?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is it? Everywhere?
Church in Manchester, yep. Church in Birmingham, church in Edinburgh, church in Bournemouth, church in Plymouth, there's a church in Brighton, and others as well.
Okay, so there are a few around.
Absolutely.
But okay, so there's nothing in Brentwood, so don't be walking around Brentwood High Street trying to find the Church of Scientology.
Not yet.
Yeah, maybe in a couple of weeks' time. We'll get you back in. We're like, right, now, what does the church look like?
Yeah, okay. You have groups as well, you know, people that are together.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you'll get like someone who's like, you know, got some Scientology books and they're into it, and some friends and stuff, and they'll get together and they'll be like, you know, start a smaller group somewhere. But the main central places are like you're saying in London.
Okay, that makes sense. I will have to find out if there's like a group in Brentwood or something.
Yeah,
I'll have to do that. That's my homework for the week. All right, isn't it? The other thing I wanted to know, right, Mark, you are the public affairs
director. Yep.
And what does that mean? What kind of things do you do in the Church of Scientology?
The main thing is I work with other community organisations that have similar goals. So we have many community activities, such as we have an anti-drug programme, which we're heavily involved in.
Yep.
Seeing gets done. We have a human rights educational programme. We have a volunteer minister disaster relief corps. So I work with other organisations that have similar goals, so that we can, you know, make headway. It's not going to be just one person that makes the difference. We have to stand shoulder to shoulder to address these problems that really are plaguing London and other societies all across the UK.
Yeah, definitely.
So I work very closely with other organisations.
And how long have you been doing that for?
Just under 4 years now.
Ooh, not bad. Not bad. And have you been a Scientologist all your life?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? When did you join?
I got interested when I was about 21, so that was
you're gonna
8 years
age
ago.
Now?
Yeah, I know.
8 years, so you're 29.
Yeah, I don't right. look it, do I?
I'm 27, I look about 10. Well, that's good. Okay, so you've been doing it for a while then, so you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, let's swing the microphone around. Ian, what is it you do in the Church of Scientology?
As a musician, basically I'm a member of the church, so I study it and I use it, and I use it for myself in my own personal life. I use it in the career and everything. But one of the main things I do voluntary-wise is, and the band is also involved in as well, is, like he was talking about, the anti-drug campaign. There's a campaign called the Say No to Drugs campaign, Say No to Drugs, Say Yes to Life. And we do a lot of concerts outside and also schools and stuff like that, and distribute these booklets which the church... Oh, he's got some there, look. If you're watching in black and white...
Let me have a look, pass that over. We can put it up to the webcam, there you
go. Yeah, and there's these booklets, Truth About Drugs, and there's the general Truth About Drugs booklet, and there's ones about each different type of street drug. And they have factual data about them so that you can give them out and kids can read them and stuff and basically make an informed choice. Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Hopefully not to take them.
That's really good. Do you know, I was watching your DVD earlier that you sent me, and it was really good, the stuff that you're doing in terms of drugs. How long have you been doing this for, Ian?
I got into Scientology about 1991, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then been doing the anti-drug thing for like good old 10 years or something like that.
Well, so you guys are experienced pros.
Oh, yes.
Right, do you know what? My throat is so dry, I need to go get a drink of water. So we're going to come back to Mark and Ian in a second. Now he's going to play Dido with White Flag. All right, so that was Dido with White Flag. And this is a wicked song. This is Avril Lavigne with When You're Gone. And after that, we're going to be asking Mark and Ian about the beliefs of the Scientologist Church, so stay tuned. That was Avril Lavigne with When You're Gone. That is a really good song. I only play my favourite song, so I'm bound to say that, but that was special. Right, let's turn your microphones up, guys. We've just had a little water break, and I feel, you know, your mouth's
watered.
Nice,
yeah.
And drenched. I'm ready to talk again. Right, now, guys. Off air, I just said to you, right, I tell you what, it'd be really good to talk about the core beliefs of the church. And I went, let's, like, you know, say, sum up in 1 minute. And I don't think you could sum up anything probably in a minute and do it justice, but I don't really mean that. But what would you say are the core beliefs of the Church of Scientology? If someone had absolutely no clue, how would you describe, you know, what you guys believe? Move that microphone.
So the core beliefs are: man is a spirit. You are a spiritual being. You've lived before, you will live again.
Yep.
Man is basically good, and that through wisdom, through knowledge, one can improve anything he wants to improve in his life, any condition, any area. Scientology is an all-denominational, non-conversionary religion.
Yeah, what does that mean? Just explain that a bit more non-conversionary.
So, all-denominational, first of all, meaning that if you have a Christian or a Catholic or a Buddhist or a Sikh Muslim who wants to improve communication. Yeah. There is a lot of research in the body of knowledge known as Scientology about how to communicate properly, not just talk, but actually to communicate. So if they wanted to come and study about that, they absolutely can in our Church of Scientology. There's no conflict. That's what all denominational means.
All right, so this is a big point, isn't it? Normally when people come in, they say, yeah, hi, I'm from, I'm from, you know, the Christian church or Buddhist church, and that's their beliefs. They say, you know, I'm put in that. But Scientology isn't, oh, hey, I converted to Scientology the other day and let go of all my other religious beliefs.
Correct. It's non-conversionary.
Okay,
There is... It's actually another belief or a core understanding that what is true for an individual is what they have seen and what they have observed, and only that is true for them. And that's how, you know, it's their journey to search, like I've had my journey to search. So that's their belief, that's their life.
Okay, hold on. So a question, sorry to cut you off. Let's say I'm a Christian and I walk in and I say, hi guys, you know, I want to learn more about Scientology. I believe in God this way. Does Scientology say, well, actually, you know, we believe in God this way, or is it, you know, oh, okay, that's cool, let's take you further. Like, how does that work in terms of, like, you know, do you believe in a God? You know, in Scientology, you say this is the God that we believe in. How does that work?
You can come in with your belief and you will leave with your belief. It's up to you. If there's something that you read that, wherever that may be, that makes you think slightly differently or makes you look at it in another way and that changes your belief, that's up to you. It's totally in that person's... It's his own conviction. We're not... As I said, it's non-conversionary. It does not convert. But there are tools. It's practical. You study, you apply it to life. The whole point of it is to improve conditions in life.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you've got a problem with raising your kids. There is knowledge about how you could actually communicate better with your children and therefore them not cause you so much trouble. Likewise, if you've got problems in a marriage or arguments with a spouse or a friend, again, there is knowledge that can be studied about that to improve that area of your life. Work, you've got friends that are on drugs. There's knowledge for life. Scientology is like a handbook for life. When you buy a car or a washing machine, you get the directions on how to set it up and how to use it. When you're born, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Scientology, in a way, it's those tools that we need to survive better in life.
Okay, that's cool. Now, I was watching your DVD earlier, and I must admit, I was watching it just before when you came in. I think it looked quite good, didn't it? You walked in the studio, and there I am, watching the DVD. Oh, hey, I do this every day, guys. Every day.
You saw us coming on the cameras.
And it was talking about the eight dynamics. Now, I'll tell you what, swing the microphone around over to Ian. What will you teach me about the eight dynamics?
All right, then. You want that in a minute, do you?
I'll tell you what, I'll give you a minute and a half.
All right, then. Basically, the dynamic, your dynamic thrust in life, the urge, the purpose that you have to survive in life can arbitrarily be it's a spectrum, but it can be split into eight compartments, so as you can study it, look at it, analyze it, your life, and use that as a tool, basically, and that's split it up. And so you have, like, your first dynamic, which we talk about, yourself, your body, you surviving as the person themselves. The second dynamic is
family.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I was watching the DVD.
Exactly. What's the third?
Third is, it's not the plants one.
No.
It's groups.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, he's a quick learner.
I am from the Church of Scientology.
What are the core beliefs? That's great. And then it goes on, and you have mankind, you have the physical universe, as you said, you have plants, life forms in general, you have the spirit itself.
That's number seven.
Exactly.
Or is that the last one?
No.
That's number seven. What's number eight?
The eighth one is... The eighth dynamic is infinity, or the supreme being, or God.
Yeah, okay.
And basically, that is so that you can, like, look at your life, and if there's a problem or an area, like, for instance, in your second dynamic with your family or your children, or, like you're saying, relationships within that, you can do a course, or you could do something to help them. You look at the first dynamic, which is yourself. And as we were saying, you have the God or the spirit, the God dynamic, or the spirit, supreme being dynamic, the eighth. Scientology doesn't really tell you what to think about that or anything. That's up to you. But what you can do is you can look at these. For instance, I'll give you a good example of a quick example. I was trying to think of a good example of how to use this tool particularly. Say, for instance, you want to make a good decision about something in life, right? And it's quite an intense decision, and you want a solution that's the wisest solution. You know, like the wisdom of Solomon, right? You know, to make the right decision. Well, you can look across your dynamics, and the optimum solution would be the one that was the most constructive and creative across the most of them.
Well, out of the eight.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you say, for instance,
I give the example? How about if choosing the person to get married to?
Okay.
How about that? Can we use that one?
Okay. Well,
how would you do that?
Okay, so you're looking at that. So you're looking at the second dynamic.
Yep.
There you're looking at the choosing the second dynamic. Okay, I'll have to be careful with this one.
I've chosen my second dynamic. All right, hey, Sarah.
Okay, so obviously, Sarah is the right one. So for instance, you're choosing that. You've met someone, or you've met a couple of people, and you're not sure which one it was, right?
Yeah.
Quite apart from, obviously, you feel something for them and everything. But you could look at, okay, well... the one that you get on the most with, the one that is most likely to that has is going to have a good job and go towards the other third dynamic as well, the group, and the one who is interested in helping mankind. Say, for instance, I like doing the anti-drug thing,
yeah,
and helping on that line, or helping mankind in some way, and you're talking to a girl who's also interested in that as well, then you can see that you're going to make a union that is going to have, together, you're going to have good effects across all of the dynamics. That sort of decision, like, or something, if there's time involved, say for instance somebody who gives his life to save all his friends,
yeah,
is not an optimum solution, because the first dynamic self loses out. But sometimes, you know, the time involved is...
Oh, is that what you were saying about, you know, kind of looking across the spectrum of the eight and seeing which one it kind of hits
exactly
off the most? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, what's annoying about this is we only have 2 hours in this. Normally it was a one-hour show before, so by this time I'd go, oh, it's just getting good, and now we've got to finish the show, but luckily we're on till 10 o'clock. So we're going to come out with some more questions, because this is good. Now, I've been trying to avoid playing this song for about half an hour now. Mark Owen, Alone Without You. I apologise if this is rubbish, but here we go. Yes, that was the fabulous Mark Owen with Alone Without You, and I can assure you that is going straight in the recycle bin. Let me just drag and click. Yep, get out of here. All right, okay, now we're back with Mark and Ian. One thing I want to know, we're going to finish off the kind of history thing now. I just want to know about L. Ron Hubbard, because I was watching the DVD, as I do every day.
Yeah.
And it was a really interesting story. And I just want to, can you just tell us how the Church of Scientology started and just get us to the modern day? And then we're going to, you know, we'll hit up a song, but then we're going to talk about, you know, what it is you actually do each week. But where did it start from? How did it work?
Okay. Well, from a very young age, L. Ron Hubbard had an interest in life, as you saw on the DVD.
He's American.
He was born in Nebraska.
Although his family were from Clacton in Essex.
Oh, really? I saw he had a house in London. It looked beautiful. But yeah, okay.
Go on.
he actually travelled a lot with his father, because his father was in the Navy. So from seeing Western cultures and Eastern cultures, he had a lot of questions. Things didn't add up. So he was very curious from an early age, through to the point whereby in the 1930s and 40s, he had started to come together some ideas about life. Based on background in engineering physics,
yep,
or engineering and nuclear physics, which is what he studied at university. So he knew whatever he did had to be very tangible, right? He wanted to be able to create something that an engineer, you know, like, if they build a bridge, they know it has to hold a train.
Yeah.
It's not going to be thin air, because you've got the laws of gravity, etc. So he knew that what he came up with had to be provable, and that's what Dianetics is. Dianetics, the word means through the mind, and that was a book that he first published in 1950.
That remains. Is it the biggest selling
self-help book, yeah, on the planet?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
well
done. And at that point, it wasn't a religion. There was no Church of Scientology, because it was purely to address physical pain and emotional pain, because the revelation of Dianetics was that Mr. Hubbard had found a part of the mind which he called the reactive mind, mm-hmm, which is where physical pain and emotional pain is stored. Now, this part of the mind is not within someone's conscious. They're not in control of it. And so what that can do is adversely affect someone here and now without them knowing, no matter how far back it was. So there are techniques in Dianetics that address the physical pain and emotional pain to improve a person's ability to handle emotional situations, to handle situations in work that come up with colleagues when it gets a bit nasty. Like, you become more in control of your feelings and emotions. I mean, how many people have emotions that they didn't want to have? Or how many people had uncontrollable things happen to them and then they thought, why did I do that?
Yeah.
There is something else there. And I think a lot of people know there is, but they're not necessarily found an answer. Anyway, from 1950, when that book was released and went straight to the New York New York Times bestseller list, people were applying it and they had lots more questions. Mr. Hubbard did further research, which is when he came across, he had discovered actually before that, but he was now looking at man as a spiritual being, not just a body. which is why in 1954 the church, the first church of Scientology, was established.
1954, yeah.
Correct.
All right.
Then from then on, it was actually further research into man as a spirit, not as a, as an animal or a body, just a body. And you know, literally, you then come to today. There's a lot more research. There's a lot more into it. But I'm not going to sit here for 2 hours and talk to you about it.
Maybe if another show. We'll get you back on.
Totally. But that's where you have today. And he spent a lot of his time then undercutting what he had researched to make it available to as many people as possible.
Yep.
Because it is knowledge for life. That is what it is. And that brings us to, you know, today we have around 7,950 odd churches, groups, missions in over 160 countries around the world.
How many members are there around the world? Is there a figure?
10 million.
10 million?
Yeah.
Struth.
And he's actually just in the Guinness Book of Records for the most published author. At 1,089.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I watched one bit that made me laugh, where he used to write under lots of different names so that
pen
he could
names,
get published.
Right.
And he just was like filled up newspapers or whatever with just his article was just under different names.
That's totally right.
That's really cool. I'll tell you what, when I was watching the DVD this morning, that guy just did everything. He was the youngest Eagle Scout at 13, and everything he did just turned to gold. So, yeah, if you want a role model of just being the best, this guy is pretty good. Right, now, Grazia, we're going to have to stop you from taking all these pictures on my bad side, but... right, we're going to go to another song now. This is Blur with Coffee and TV, and then we're going to come back with Mark and you and ask him some more questions. That was Beyonce there with Me, Myself and I. How can you not feel relaxed after that one? That was great. Now, I am filled with jealousy. I'm green with envy in the studio because I just found that Ian knows someone who is well cool. And I need to find some kind of link to get him on the show. And I have no clue how I'm going to do it. But, yeah, I'm going to try. Right, now, guys, the question I had is people in the local area on a Sunday, you know, they'll probably look out the window, peer out through their net curtains, and they'll see people walking to church, you know, most of the Christian churches around here. Now, if there was a Scientology group or a church nearby, what would they see in the morning? Are there going to be people walking around in suits holding like Bibles in their hand? How is it going to work?
It's normal people on a Sunday. We do have Sunday services,
okay,
and people do come in, and you know, they will, you know, hear stuff, you know, Scientology scriptures and stuff, but they wouldn't necessarily be dressed in suits or any particular manner.
So you just come as you are.
Yeah, basically. Yep. I mean,
even with a yellow top.
Yeah,
on.
Do you know
even
what?
With a yellow top
I
on
am
like
wearing.
Yours.
I am wearing an outrageous hoodie tonight. That's like yellow. I don't even want to start talking about it. But if I'm accepted in there, I'll be there. But how does it work? Like, you know, is there a 3-hour meeting? And it, you know, there's people from a pulpit that talk. That's just how most people would expect church to be.
No, I mean, the Sunday service in some way is pretty much like another Sunday service in looking at it, I guess, because there'll be a minister and he'll minister to the people and they'll be there. It's an hour or a couple of hours, and then there's the usual thing. But one of the main things with Scientology is people come in and they study the knowledge. It's knowledge. One of the main things about Scientology is knowledge. You know, it's the word is like skio. We didn't. You asked about the word.
Wait, skio. What language is
that? It comes from skio, which is
Latin.
Latin.
Oh, I love
and
Latin.
Logos, which is Greek.
Okay.
Right. Meaning ology.
Oh,
right.
Wait, Scientology.
Study of knowledge.
Did I ask you that question earlier?
Not on air. You mentioned it.
You thought it was science, which is a confusion. Quite a lot of people do have. It comes from the same derivation, the same word.
Yeah.
That science comes from as well, which is skio.
It's literally study of knowledge.
I thought it was like science and theology, Scientology.
But a good guess. Good guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm good for. I just guess.
Very close. And so it's the study of knowledge, and one of the main things is the knowledge. And a bit like going to a college or an evening class. So in layman's terms, you would actually go in and study, and people come in to the different churches of Scientology depending on what suits them. Some people go in the evening after work, and some people during the day. It's not necessarily just a Sunday thing. It's any time during the week.
All right, yeah.
Most places are open from 9 in the morning till about 10 o'clock at night, and you can come in and out every day. And then there's the other thing is the one-to-one, Mark was talking earlier, what we call auditing, which comes from a Latin word, audia, meaning to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically where it's a one-on-one thing where one person, like he was talking about with Dianetics, actually with a guy that basically listens and guides. They look at areas of their life, and it basically helps them become more spiritually aware, but particularly to look at those areas in their life that affect them now, things that in the past have affected them and they're still affecting them now in the present. I'll give you an example. Say, for instance, like a singer who may have trouble going on stage and he's nervous or he gets stage fright, doesn't feel as confident as he should once he gets up there. And this could be harking back to something that happened to him when he was a kid or something. And he may have Scientology auditing, he may look at that, realise what it was and go, oh my God, it was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then that, who will now know what it is and it won't affect him anymore. And, you know, he'll be able to, yeah, it's a very simplistic example there. And then he'll be able to go on stage and be able to sing.
Now, you're not talking about you, are you? Did this happen to you when you were a boy?
To a degree, that, yeah, it's pretty close. That's pretty close. Not exactly, but that was a much more simplistic thing. But it did definitely help me go on stage. I'll give you an example. When I've really started singing, when we used to play and we'd go on tour, drink is always available. Like you're touring Europe or something, there's always a fridge full of beer for the musicians. And I found that I actually was always having a beer before going on stage. And I found that I got used to that. And I would be, if I went on stage without having a drink beforehand, I'd be nervous before I started using Scientology. And in Scientology, I did a course about communication and where you actually do drills. And it includes being there. I'm feeling comfortable, and I actually got to the point where I was actually I feel totally comfortable on stage. I feel as comfortable on stage as I do sitting here or as I would at home doing anything else, and yeah, I just feel totally comfortable and confident on stage, and it just doesn't bother me. And that's, you know, through, and that's one of the things you would do. And so there are activities that you do like that,
yeah, that help you along.
Yeah,
that's really good example.
Oh, thank you.
So let's say Joe Bloggs is sitting at home. His name's Joe Brentwood, and he goes, I like this. These guys look pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, gracias or whatever, hasn't said much. Gracias hasn't said much, but they like what they hear. They like what they hear. And they say, well, how can I get involved? We heard about in London. You know, there's a couple of churches.
London, yeah.
But
yeah,
what do they do? Someone goes, okay, go on then.
All right.
Half me, half you.
All right, then.
It would be cool if you talked together at the same time.
Together at the same time,
we're not synchronised like that.
All right.
It's quite funny, but...
All right, then. Yeah, well... Well, one thing is... Yeah.
No, go on.
Exactly. Well, yeah. All right, then.
Wait, no,
yeah.
If you talk at the same time, I have a problem, because, Ian, you talk a lot louder than Mark, so I have to turn your microphone up and down. So if you talk at the same time...
All right, then. Well, there's introductory courses and things that you could do to come in. But one of the things is, nowadays with internet...
Yeah.
People have...
Check out the website.
Maybe, yeah. You go to Scientology.org. And you can find out anything about it. It has that biography on Elron Hubbard that you saw. It has all about the human rights things and anti-drug campaigns, but it also has basics of Scientology, and you can look on there.
I'm looking at it now.
There you go. And also, if you look on there's a volunteerminister.org.
Volunteerministers.org.
Is that from the main site? Look, I'm on it. It took 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm
volunteerministers.org. And you can actually do free introductory courses on there, online.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't have to go anywhere, you just do it online?
No, you can just do it online. And that's one of the things, is it's very... Recently, all the online... So much stuff is done online. I mean, there's people in Africa who can sit somewhere and they can go... They've looked on the website and they've done a course and they apply it and they look at themselves as a Scientologist and they're like, you know... And also... go into a normal church of Scientology, say, for instance, the one in London, and they have free films you can see. They have seminars most days of the week and stuff, and find out about it.
Another thing we do is personality tests, IQ tests, aptitude tests.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which can be very... It's actually very good, because what it does is it indicates... strong points and weak points that a person may have in his life, and then there are solutions, or there's this particular course that relates to what they feel they need to improve. Another thing that we've done a lot of recently is getting the basic books of Scientology into libraries around the world, but also in London, so that anybody who wants to find out about
it
can go to a library and get a book. You know, the whole point, to the degree that we've actually created 2 in-house printing complexes, one in America, one over in Europe, in order to make it, as accessible as cheap as, you know, as...
as possible.
As possible.
Yeah.
And so that every, so that all people can actually access and find out this manual for life.
Yeah, it's true that how, you know, the internet, everything's so accessible nowadays. It's yeah, it's a shame that there isn't one like down the road that we can say, guys, you know, Queen Street or whatever, but there's lots of places to go if you want to find out.
Absolutely. We, one last thing is we do have an open house every day at our church on Queen Victoria Street in the City of London.
Okay.
And anybody is welcome to walk in, have a look around, walk out. If you've got half an hour, if you've got 3 hours, it doesn't matter. You're quite welcome to come down, pick up some leaflets, whatever. It's totally doors open.
I've seen that. If it's that one, I remember walking past and there's a big sign outside that says sign. I remember seeing it once and saying to my friend, hey, check it out, it's a Scientologist. But and there was people walking in and stuff.
Quite possibly.
It's probably that one. All right, well, there you go. So there's lots of ways you can get involved. Now what we could do is we're going to play one song and then we're going to come back for your thought of the day. Did you bring a thought with you?
Yeah.
And then we're going to be talking a bit about Jive Aces. Now this is Coldplay Clocks, who are celebrating that it's 9 o'clock. I'm wrecked, we've only been here for an hour, only halfway through, struth. So yeah, let's go for a bit of Coldplay.
Phoenix FM.
Such a good song. That was Coldplay with Clocks. You're in the middle of two great songs in a row. This is me, Paul Brooks. Well, she wants to be a singer. Whoops, quick, guys, we're back on air. Song's finishing. All right, we are back. Okay, right, we're going to kind of wrap up the whole Scientology interview now with the thought of the day. Now, you said you got something prepared. Who's going for it? Ian, have you got it? You've got the mic?
We've got one each.
Oh, perfect.
Two thoughts of the day.
I'm handing the mic over to you metaphorically. All right, then.
Here we are. Okay, so this is from the book Scientology, A New Slant on Life. The real lesson is to learn to love. He would walk scatheless through his days must learn this. Never use what is done to one as a basis for hatred. Never desire revenge. It requires real strength to love man, and to love him despite all invitations to do otherwise, all provocations and all reasons why one should not. Happiness and strength endure only in the absence of hate. To hate alone is the road to disaster. To love is the road to strength. To love in spite of all is the secret of greatness, and may very well be the greatest secret in this universe.
Nice. Okay. Thank you very much. What was that from?
That's from this book, Scientology: New Slant on Life, which is a very all-encompassing basic Scientology book, and has a collection of essays that Aaron Hubbard wrote.
I think a part of that was on the DVD, wasn't it? Where it was saying about don't let what other people have done to you affect, you know, how you treat them back. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. You learn.
I'm so good.
Scanning there.
So practically
good.
There. All right. Swing that mic round. Swing the mic.
Swing
round.
That mic. There right. We go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, my thought for the day is from the same book, and it's something called personal integrity. I've touched on it a bit earlier, actually. What is true for you is what you have observed yourself, and when you lose that, you have lost everything.
Was that it? Can you say that again? Because I was listening, but that was. Say
you mean
again.
You weren't listening?
No, I was listening. No, I'd just make up. I'd go, that was really good. Thanks for that. But I want to hear that again.
Okay. So, what is true for you is what you have observed yourself. And when you lose that, you have lost everything.
Okay. I haven't got any wise words to add to it, but that's really good. So, okay. Can
that's
you fine. Leave that book?
Yeah. That's for you.
Are you serious? Yeah. Are you kidding? All right, thanks, guys. I'm touched. That's really nice. Right, thank you for coming in tonight. We're not going to kick you out because I want to talk about Jive Aces now. But thanks for all the stuff you've been saying. It's been really insightful. And I think a lot of people that have been listening tonight, you know, have heard the Scientologists, you know, oh, Tom Cruise. Yeah, we've heard of that. But didn't have a clue what was going on.
Yeah.
And off air, I've been saying about, you know, a lot of the stuff that you do is really community-based and, kind of, you know, these publications and stuff are really good. So thank you for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing. Right, now, Ian, you get a bit of the limelight now. Swing the mic around.
Ooh.
Now, you are not only a member of the Scientologists, you're a busy boy. You are, let me tell you what you're from. Wait, let me find it on my website. Oh, rubbish. Come on, where are you? All right, you are from, and if I go to Google, you are from, Oh, yeah, the UK's number one jive and swing band. Come on, is that true? Are you the official number one? I'm okay.
We've been
with that.
Told that.
Okay,
we've been told that. Yeah, that's been in like a lot of magazines and stuff. I mean, that's like, it'd be too bigoted of me for to.
I am fine with that.
We're the Jive Aces, yep. And we play jive and swing. And basically, there's a lot of people, quite apart from the average person, that likes a bit of jive and swing and stuff now and then. There's quite a scene of people that. All over England, actually all over the world, that love jive and swing, and Yeah, we're popular, you know. A lot of people come and dance to us and like the band. Yeah.
Cool. Do you know what? I used to be a jive dance teacher, so I'm going to be busting out some moves on this next song. What are we going to be playing first? What's our first song?
You play first Aces Shuffle, which is also available as a free download on the website.
Yeah. Oh, what, yeah. From, you mean jiveaces.com?
Jiveaces.com, yeah.
All right, let's do it. How good is that? That's wicked. I'm just making sure the CD doesn't carry on. Yeah, we're good. Hey, what is it you do in the band?
I'm the singer and trumpet player.
Yeah, I didn't realise you were the singer. That was well cool. We were just talking. I went, Ian, what do you do in the band? You went, I'm the singer. I went, wait, quick, let me put my headphones on. That was wicked. Now, what's the difference between jive and swing? Because you're jive and swing.
Swing is mainly thought of as big band jazz, right? Really simplistically, Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller, stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah, yep.
And also people dance swing to it. Jive is basically sort of the what came between the big band era and rock and roll, time-wise. Yeah. It was like before Bill Haley and Elvis and everyone started rock and roll, and it was like, it's like a cross between jazz and rock and roll.
Oh, that jazz. And that song I was talking about, was it Shaboom? Who sings that? Who originally did that?
I think it was that. The Crew Shaboom, Cuts did that. Shaboom. It's an old that's like, it. And that's, yeah, la, 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 and all that, right? Yeah.
And that's not jazz or, wait, that's not jive or
there's
swing.
Rock and roll, doo-wop. I mean, it's like, it's just names, but it was like a basically vocal group that was.
That's cool. Yeah, this isn't my forte, jive and swing, as you can see. Yeah, sure, I used to teach jive. I don't have a clue what I was doing. All right, we're just going to play a non-jive Aces song. We're going to go for Deep Dish, Say Hello, just because it's a classic. And then we're going to come back and play another one. 100% tune there. That was Keen with Bedshaped. Karen, right, we're going to keep you guys for another 5 minutes, then we promise we'll let you go. I want to play another song by Jive Aces. What was I going to ask you? What have you guys been up to recently? Like, I know that you're super busy. What is it you're up to? Have you got a gig this week or anything?
Yeah. We're actually off to... we're actually playing a Modern Jive place tomorrow in... where is it tomorrow?
This is where Grazia comes in.
Somewhere on the way up. Coventry, I believe. Coventry? I think.
Coventry.
And then we're up to Lancaster, and then... No. Then we're in Pigalle, actually, in London this Friday. Pigalle, which is a really nice supper club in London, Piccadilly.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, we're doing one in the Bromley area. All over the place, really.
I like your website. This is kind of cool. There's a bit there that says, say no to drugs. I guess it kind of links in, doesn't it, that you guys...
That's what
you promote.
Yeah.
That's really cool. All right, well, I want to play another song. That was so good. Do you sing on every track? Like, there isn't another song?
I'm afraid so.
No, don't apologise. It was great. Right, what is the name of number two, track number two?
It's called Something. Something Can Be Done About It.
Or in Essex, Sank Can Be Done About It. All right, perfect. What was that called again? Sank?
Sank Can Be Done About It, innit?
Sank Can Be Done About It. That was good. Right, so the plan for the rest of the evening is I am holding this CD to ransom, although you've given it to me, so it's not that cool. Yeah. But I'm holding it to ransom anyway. I'm going to play another song before 10 o'clock. Now, guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight. You know, I've felt a bit intimidated. There's so many of you. But really, seriously, thanks for coming in. Thanks for my lovely gifts. This is excellent. What we do is we're trying desperately hard to get that guy from Gladiator to come on the show sometime.
Yeah, I'll have a word with him. I'll text him.
Have you? Okay. Yeah. Well, if he replies, let me know. But yeah, seriously, thanks for coming on. And once again, if you're listening now, if you go onto the Phoenix FM website and you look on the Proverbs 98 page, you're going to see the updated page after this week. And I'll put on all the details about Jive Aces. And Scientology, and you can have a look at that. So anyway, thanks guys. Do you know, I think a round of applause is in need. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. You guys are awesome. Do you know what? Don't tell anyone, you guys are my favourite guests. Quick, before anyone finds out, this is Jason Raz. I'm
thanks
yours
a lot, Paul.
Yeah, okay. Cheers. Say goodbye, everyone.
See you later.
Bye-bye.